speak with you this week, but it's confirmation. Open the eyes of my heart. Again, brothers and sisters, God has allowed us to come together once again. We give God all glory, all honor, and all praise because he is worthy to be praised.
Yes, he is.
Without him, we are nothing. Without him, we would not be able to enjoy what the Lord has blessed us with, our children and our grandchildren, our spouses, all that God has given us. Not because we are worthy, but because of his grace and his mercy.
Yes.
Loves us so much. In spite of, allowed his only son to go and bear an old rugged cross, died, bled and died and rose the third day morning just because he loves us and wants us to return back to him.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Crosby, First Lady Crosby, First Lady Hayes, and our music ministry, our media ministry, everyone in their respective places, all of our visitors and our members, just want to say to the ones who have given their requests and just know that God is not going to leave you. He promised to never forsake us, nor leave us alone. So whatever you have asked in his name, just know, Sister Kathy, it's going to be granted. Just know, Jeff, it's going to be granted. He promised us. And the only thing we have to do is to lean on his promises. Lean not to our understanding, but lean on him and trust him for all things. Just as we communicate one with the other, we must communicate with him. And prayer is our communication link with God. He loves us, church. He loves us. I'm not going to keep you long. Tommy, that won't keep you long. All right. But maybe long enough. Gospel according to John in that 8th chapter. It reads, thank you, Sister Ann, for reading that. But we want to concentrate probably on that 12th verse and that 13th verse. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. And he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore saying unto him, thou bearest record of thyself. Thy record is not true. 14th verse, Jesus answered and said unto them, though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true, for I know whence I came and whither I go. But ye cannot tell whence I come and whither I go. And that's enough. Most gracious and everlasting Father, so again, oh God, you have allowed us to assemble once again. And as we come before you, O God, we come with thanksgiving. Come thanking you for unmerited favor. We come thanking you right now, O God, because we know that it is not because of who we are that we are standing, but because of you.
Yes.
Because of your grace, because of your mercy, because of your love. You saw fit, O God, for these, your people, to come out to the house of worship one more time. Mm. And, oh God, as we come, oh Lord, we just come right now asking that you just come and send a word from above high. Come right now, oh God, and go from heart to heart and from mind to mind. Ask you right now to decrease me and increase you. Hide me behind the cross so that only you can be seen. Speak so loud to these, your people. Speak through me, speak to me, so that only you can be heard.
Yes.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. And all of God's children say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Want to speak to you from the sermonic idea, a light which never goes out, a light which never dims, no matter what kind of weather there may be, there's a light that shines consistently and forever. I don't know about over here on the Fuska, but I'm quite sure you've had some power outage. I know in Hilton Head, when I was working for the power company, we had a few. And the light went out. Sometimes it would the light went dim. It was called a brownout. And some of you who have come from various places can identify with brownout. Those were electrical brownouts. Power from transformers failed. But the light which we're talking about this morning, one that will never, never go out. No matter what the weather may be, no matter whether you paid your light bill or not, the light we're speaking of will always be on.
Yes.
It's up to you to make sure that it's in your heart. Then spake Jesus again to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Now, this earth of ours was finished millions of years ago, circled around and around silently in the dark in earth, forgotten, dead, until something groping its way through the blackness found earth's face, stayed and played upon it. The light had come. Color and beauty and life itself. So God, who once shone out of darkness, has in the face of Jesus Christ shone into our hearts. The difference between that dead ball spinning in perpetual night and this earth teeming with its wonders, that's the difference Christ has made and is making for us right now. You see, my friends, light is the principal medium for the eyes. Out of the dark and the depths, God spun the light simply because his eyes are always full of light. There is no darkness in them, Brother Pastor. Mm. You see, what God sees, therefore, is what God makes and creates. Darkness and light are the same with God. Not because he sees no darkness or sees no difference between darkness and light, but because in every darkness his eyes bring light. God doesn't see just to be seen now, my friends, as if he were some television security monitor roaming around the world. No, no, God's looking is not passive. God's looking is not detached or disinterested. Wherever God looks, which is everywhere, God sheds light. For in him is light. And he is light not only of men, but also of the stone, rocks, gnats, flies, everything that was made, because nothing was made or created without him. The combination of God seeing and knowing is a most potent combination for dealing with our lives and our behavior. See, if God saw and didn't know, we would be like robots in perpetual movement, doing everything for no reason. God not only sees us, but he also sees why we do what we do. He sees our sinning, sees our failures, sees our sinking down, our unkindness, sees our love, sees for our own conceits and deceits. You know, when we have gone places that we should not have gone. Sees when we have said things to people that we should not have said. Sees our trailing behind, our illusions. God sees all of our iniquity. Yes. He placed into the mouth of Isaiah these words. He said, wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. But you see, my friends, no man or no one can put away one's doings, good or evil, from before the eyes of God. What he meant was, stop doing evil. If you're doing evil, let's stop it. We must toss those intents, toss those motives, those egotisms, those corroded loves away from our minds and our hearts, and then will we be filled with the light of the world. Cast away that lust, that envy, and that pride into the sea of forgetfulness, where it will never rise again to condemn us at the judgment bar. You see, the sea is the place where God refuses to look. As he sees us, we can also see him. No, no, not in the same way he sees us, for we see through a natural eye. But God sees through a supernatural eye. The heavens are above the earth, so are his eyes, so is his seeing, and so is the light which comes forth from his eyes. And due to our disobedience in the garden, well, I'm talking about Adam's sin, which has caused us to inherit a peculiar double vision. We see, and yet we do not see. Our seeing is blurred. Our eyes are not fine-tuned enough. So we think that we see, but all that we see are illusions, delusions, and fantasies. We see wrong ideals, distorted images of ourselves and others. Not all now, just a few. We fail, we fall from faith to folly, from resplendence to flicker, and those who refuse to see God's light shall be cast into outer darkness, and God shall desire to see them no more. I am the light of the world, saith Jesus. He is the light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. And by implication, my friend, those hearts of light that goeth from the world. For Jesus is the light by which God has been looking at the world all the time. Yes, we have so many things taking place in our world, but just be aware that Jesus knows and he sees. Throughout the life of our Savior, we hear, behold this, behold that. Behold Zacchaeus in the tree. Behold Bartimaeus in the crowd. Jesus saw hearts. He even saw the heart of the Pharisees when a man was let down through the roof of a house. He saw the centurion's faith. He saw devils in people and he cast them out. For Jesus is the lens through which God sees the world and the optic nerve through which the world sees God. Glory to God. You see, when we take Jesus into the wings of our minds, bodies, and souls, we surrender our whole being unto him. We say, Lord, here I am. I'm your child, and you are my father. Come on and see about me. Jesus then begins to fine-tune us, slowly turning the dial of our lives from distortion to precision, from obscurity to clarity, and from darkness to light. You see, my friends, every new turn, every new light make the old light dull and the new light becomes brighter. Someone witnessed the truth a long time ago when it was said, oh, how sweet it is to walk in the steps of the Savior. Walking in the light. That beautiful light where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Walking in the path of righteousness. And I know I can get a witness who can relate with the hymn writer when he said, amazing grace, how sweet the sound. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. God's amazing eyes. How kind they looked that saved a wretch like me. I don't know about you, but I have not been what I am all my life. I've done some things that I should not have done and went places I should not have gone. But yet through it all, because of his amazing grace, he has allowed me to come before him, witness and testify to a dying world. Come and witness to boys and girls, men and women, telling them that Jesus is the Christ and besides him there is none other. Why? Because he sees all of us. He knows all of us by our name. We're going to have to trust him. God's amazing eyes, how kind they look. Now, brothers and sisters, since we have become sons and daughters of God, we have also become lights of the world. Cities that set up on a hill that cannot be hid. In other words, you must go forth and testify to the world and let the world know that Jesus is alive. We are able to shine in this world of darkness. We, unlike God, cannot know in full everything we see. But just because we don't understand everything we see does not make our shining less bright. And I know I'm right about it because while in this land of sorrow we see through a glass darkly, but one day we will see him face to face. All I'm saying is that one day it will be as clear to us as the crystal sea beneath the throne of God. Or we'll see it clearly because we will see the face of Jesus. Him right says, oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Long at last we will behold his face. We shall look at him. Behold, all ye nations of the earth shall behold him. For he is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Let us get an eye full. His eyes are like flames of fire. Watch and be ready, my friend. Just as one look will bring salvation. Just as one look is going to bring eternal life for you and for me. And it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him. We shall have a glorified body. We shall have a resurrected body. We shall be able to let the mortal put on immortality. The perishable is going to put on non-perishable. Why? Because we will be able to go back with him. For he loves you and he loves me, and he's going to take us back to himself. For in the morning when I rise, he'll wipe tears from our weeping eyes. In the morning, he'll save us without our deserving it. But now he's going to take special pains to wipe all tears from our eyes. He wants you to see without a sigh. And at the end, we must rejoice in his light. Praise God, we must.
Yes.
Oh, we are going to join in with the four beasts around the throne whose bodies are covered with eyes that look from north to south, east to west, and everywhere in between. And we must join the wheel in the middle of a wheel that runs to and fro throughout the world with eyes of light in their rims in everlasting praise, saying, "Holy, holy, holy, the Lord of hosts, the whole earth is full of his glory." Continue to love him. Continue to know that one day he's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. He's not coming back for this building. No, he's not. But he's coming back for every heart that he has created. He's coming back for your heart. He's coming back for my heart. And believe me, the trichotomy of man will then be accepted by him. The body then going to raise from the dead, and then the soul itself is going to be with God. The spirit itself, all three will reunite together. And there's always going to be howdy, howdy, and a never goodbye. No more dying, no more crying. The former things of this world is going to be done away with. It is time that we now begin to understand that God is the light, Christ is the light of the world, and he sees you, he sees me, but let us go forth and make a difference in this world. Let us go forth and make a difference at home, at church, in the community, in our nation. Why? Because God is dependent on us. He loves us. He's created us in his own image. He knows all about us. Continue to lean on him. Continue to trust him. Lean not to our own understanding. He sees us, church. He loves us, church. So let us continue to be guided by the Holy Spirit, which is our keeper. See, when he died, he went back to the Father. He said he was going to send us a keeper, and that will be the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit guides each and every one of us right now. Only thing we have to do is know that God, that Christ sees us. God sees us. The Trinity is there for you and for me. Let us love you. Let us love you one another as Christ has first loved us. Then will men know that we are his disciples. Oh, Brother Brian, it's going to be all right.
Amen.
Oh, it's going to be all right, Sister Wiley, because one of these days, everything is going to be all right now. And we're going to go back home with him. And we're going to have nothing but joy. The kind of joy that the world can't give you. The only kind of joy that only Christ, our Savior, can give us. But he is the joy of the world. Amen.
Amen.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. Until I die,
Until I